Right, this audio is just basically me just rambling on, some kind of ramble audio. And I guess I just wanted to say to everybody that, you know, if you're feeling down or you're having a day that's really testing your patience, just realise that it's not always going to be bad. Things will pick up. And yeah, life can be really, really shitty sometimes. And you can get one thing thrown at you, and then it's in a myriad of things. It's one after another, and you think you can't cope, and you think you can't get past it. But trust me, I'm living proof that you can get past it. And you are strong. I mean, sometimes people say, oh, you're so lucky that you're strong, and you're so strong you can get through anything. And what they don't realise is you don't feel it at the time. You don't feel like you're strong enough to get over it. But I promise you, when you look back at it, you think, actually, I was strong. And you could become proud of yourself and say, the strength was inside me all along. Although we didn't see it, we don't see it. We are strong. And we are beautiful, and we are worth it. And anyone that treats you like your second best, or ignores you, or basically just really hurts you, or so you just got to remember that no matter what, and no matter how low you feel or how alone you feel, you really are alone. You have me, you have loads of other people, you have the community, you have everything going for you. And it might feel like you have got nothing going for you, and you might feel like you're totally down and nothing will ever make you feel better, and you're in a deep, dark pit of misery. But I promise you, the light will come. And when the light comes, I promise, well, day by day, you take each day by day, hour by hour. And always, always, please be kind to yourself, because our body is amazing when you think about it. We have a tiny, tiny organ, a heart. So take a heart, for instance. It pumps blood around your body. It helps your circulation. It filters your blood and gets rid of the toxins. But then listen, what else did your heart do? It has the tenacity to love so deeply and passionately and romantically. And it can even love when it's broken, when it's bruised, when it's battered, even if it's broken physically, it still works. You can still love. So I just want to tell you these words to sort of not preach to you, but just tell yourself to be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. Kindness is not a weakness. Kindness is the one thing that gets us through everything. Because if you be kind to someone that's down, I can promise you, one day, someone else will be kind to you when you're down. And it works on. And if we put more love out into the world than hatred, can you imagine what a loving place it would be? So, yeah, like I said, this is just a total ramble. Me twittering on, and I don't know, maybe it's annoying or whatever, but I just wanted to let you all know that eventually it just get better. You just have to take time. You just have to trust yourself. Trust in the people that are around you, that love you. Reach out to them, talk to them. And if you are really, 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 really struggling, it's okay to get help. It really is okay to get help. It doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you need help, that's all. You need a helping hand. And there's nothing weak about that. Having the strength to put yourself forward and say, look, I think I need help. It's such a strong, bold move. And you don't want to have the alternative. Give up. Don't give up. Put your hand on your chest. Can you feel your heart beating? Yeah? Well, it's beating for a reason. You're alive for a reason. And we might not know what the reason is right now, and might question it and might question ourselves, but there is a reason you're alive today. There's a reason that you are still going on strong. And it's okay to cry. If you really do need to cry, let it out. Cry them tears, let it out. Let it out and cry again until you cry no more, and then turn around and say to yourself, I'm not going to cry about the same situation. Either there's a way that you can change the situation that you're in, for the positively, or there's a way that you can make it not hurt, you can make it not, you not care about the situation. Because there's something saying, if you can't change something, let it be. Embrace it. If your flaws or your weaknesses are what's getting you down, embrace them. Find a way your flaws and weaknesses can help someone else. Artistically, mentally, physically, emotionally. Channel it into something positive. And I think this is what these audios, what I'm trying to do. I mean, I obviously listen to a few ASMR artists, and two of them saved my life. They really, really did. Because I was feeling weak and I was feeling low. And I thought if I asked for help that, I don't know, I was weak, but it doesn't mean that. As soon as I asked for help, my mind was so clear and I realised that I didn't have to hurt that much. And I really hope you realise that you don't have to hurt that much either. So even if this audio only reaches 10, 20 maybe followers, and it helps one person, I would be so grateful for helping someone. Because at the end of the day, I don't think any of you should feel alone. And I really don't think that you should keep it in. It's not good and it's not healthy. If you are feeling down and you are feeling upset, look around, there's friends, there's family that care about you. Reach out to someone. Tell them how you're feeling. Let people know, you know, that you're not that, I'm going to say you're not strong because you are strong, but you're not that, you need help. It's okay to need help. So I hope this audio, I don't know, inspires you. Go forth and be good. Be kind to one another, be kind to yourself. And with that, I say good night and God bless.